Inez de la Cotera covering the Olympics. A big day yesterday, Inez, for Simone Biles and Katie Ledecky.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, a great day for Team USA, a great day for women in sports. So both Simone Biles and Katie Ledecky making history. Simone Biles winning her ninth medal. She was off to a rocky start in the individual all-around final. She kind of struggled with the uneven bars, so a bit of a shocker there. That set her back. We should point out that is her worst rotation. And that allowed the Brazilian superstar Rebeca Andrade to pull ahead. So they went on to beam. Simone did really well there. And then it all came down to the floor routine. Simone went last, and she truly outdid herself. I mean, even for her, that was a beautiful routine. She landed her signature move, moves that only she can do. And I think the competition with that Brazilian superstar, Rebeca Andrade, that was really fun to watch. Andrade was really the only one who had a shot of a really challenging Simone for the gold here. And so some are saying that competition maybe is what gave Simone a little something extra last night and gave her the power to kind of outdo herself, because it really was incredible to watch. So she did win the gold. And then Katie Ledecky, I mean, an unbelievable athlete as well. She now has 13 Olympic medals. She has 8 golds, 4 silvers, and 1 bronze over 4 Olympics. And she becomes the most decorated female Olympian of all time. So she did win a silver last night as part of the 4x200 freestyle relay. Not the gold, but still, I mean, becoming the most decorated female Olympian of all time. Such an incredible accomplishment.
It really is. And what's coming up today?
So today we're watching athletics that started yesterday with the race walk, and we do have track and field kicking off today, athletics being the biggest draw of the Olympics, so lots of excitement for that. We just saw Sha'Carri Richardson, big American star. She made her long-awaited Olympic debut, so that was very exciting. And the U.S. Men's soccer quarterfinal will also, so they're moving into quarterfinals. They're going to be playing Morocco later today. They've been doing pretty well. They were able to advance to the quarterfinals for the first time in 16 years. So they're doing, I think better than most expected. And that's been exciting to watch as well.
Yeah. And the medal count, U.S. still leads the overall, right?
That's right. Yeah. So in terms of the medal count, we are now at 38 medals total. We are leading the overall. We have 9 golds, 16 silvers, and 13 bronzes. We are currently in second place, just behind China.
Inez, thank you. Inez de la Cotera covering the Paris Olympics.